Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information for our show is on our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, and I have an NMLS number, 298-419, as a licensed mortgage lender. I'm joined today by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
I am always excited to spend a Sunday afternoon with you, babe.
Well, same here, babe.
It's good to be able to do this together.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. It really can be fun.
I'm excited about our show today. We've had some questions from listeners about credit.
Yeah, it seems to be a common thread these days. Everyone is really concerned. It's getting to be a competitive market out there, and they need to kind of understand those credit scores and what happens if they have a negative on their account. And so one of the questions for you, Doug, was when a collection or another derogatory item is deleted from the credit report, how much will the score increase if that happens?
All right, so that's definitely a loaded question, and the real question should be, what are the factors that it depends on?
Right. Okay.
Because there is not one answer. There's not a single answer that you can't just remove an item and
then everything's good.
Well, and know that it's going to go up a certain amount because it's all relative to what else is on the report.
Okay, I see.
A derogatory account. Okay, the derogatory items are 35% of your credit score.
Okay.
Or we'll say positive or derogatory items, but how well you pay your bills is 35% of your score. So that's the largest category on the score. So a derogatory item can weigh as little as 0 points on your score or as much as 175 points. So 0 points, is actually, it weighs nothing. So on the 175 points, with one negative remark, could be 175 points at times.
So is zero better, or is, what is the way to go on this?
Well, okay, so here is the reason why it can be such a difference, is your positive credit represents your potential credit score ceiling.
Okay.
And your negative credit reduces that ceiling to wherever the scores are sitting. So when we look at a FICO score, it goes from 0 to 850.
Okay.
So 850 would be perfect. I've never seen an 850.
Okay.
You start out, it's like giving yourself an A.
Okay.
You start out with 850, and then everything that can take away from the score will lower that.
Okay.
And any kind of derogatory items can take away up to 35% of your score. So when we look at is it that 0 to 175 points that we can see this affecting it, it's going to be relative to how many you have. So
do you have any examples?
Well, so the more you lose on a negative remark, the better your positive credit was to begin with. So,
okay.
for example, if you have 10 collections and no positive credit, then you have a 0 or a not applicable score is what's going to show up. So therefore, the collection actually weighs 0 points.
Okay.
Because there's nothing to compare it to. It's not until you build up your positive accounts that these collections really carry any weight. So other major factors regarding the weight of the derogatory remark is the quantity of the negatives that you have. So the more negative marks on the credit report, the less each one weighs. So let's say if somebody does have, let's say they had something positive, so they have a credit score, but they have 10 open collections.
Okay.
Well, if you remove one out of those 10, that's not going to make much of a difference.
Hmm.
Okay. If you had perfect credit, but you have one thing that reports negatively, now it's going to weigh a bunch. And here's an example of this. I had a client one time, had a 790 credit score. Okay. Then they had a $10 medical, 790 credit score, by the way, is really good. That's a very, very good credit score. It's going to qualify them for the best type of loans. Well, they had a $10 medical collection pop up and it hit them for 100 points. For $10 medical collection. Wow. Right. It's crazy how much that affects it. And I personally don't think medical collections should weigh anywhere near as heavily as what they do, because those just pop up on all kinds of people's
credit. Yeah, sometimes
you're
not even aware. Insurance can be confusing anyway.
Right. One of the other major factors is the date of last activity.
Okay.
This is a big deal, because the more recent the collection, the bigger a deal it is. And as it, as it gets older and hasn't reported for quite a few years, there are certain time frames where it starts to affect you less and less. So like 2 years is kind of a magic number. If you had a collection that's been paid off, so the date of last activity is over 2 years ago,
Okay. It's
going to affect you less.
All right. So that kind of brings me to another question that one of our listeners had asked, and that was, what's the difference between a collection, a charge-off, and a profit and loss on a credit report?
That's a very good question. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about credit reporting. We talked about the negative accounts and how they affect you. So the question, I want to make sure I understand this, is what's the difference between a collection, a charge-off, and a profit and loss on a credit report?
Correct.
So very good question. So quick answer is, there's a huge score impact difference between them. So first off, you need to categorize a charge-off and a profit and loss into the same group on a credit report. Okay, the difference is just merely a difference in accounting terminology, but there is no difference on the credit report. So
when I get that credit report card, I'll say, I don't really see the ABCDF.
Right.
I see RIO. So can you kind of go into that and what those mean when I see those things on my report?
Right. So the difference between a collection and a charge-off or a profit and loss can be really big. Charge-off and profit and loss are going to be the same. Collection can be significantly different. And here's the reason, is that they classify the different accounts in your credit report, and they're either going to show as an R for revolving, which would be like a credit card, for instance, an I for installment, which means you're making regular payments against a certain debt, like a car payment, or an O for other. Okay, so a collection is neither a revolving account nor an installment, so it leaves only one choice left, and that's other.
Okay.
With an other account, the balances are irrelevant. So it doesn't matter on another account
how much I owe.
Right. It doesn't matter if it's $10 or $10 million.
It just is the points.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
that makes sense now.
Right. It doesn't matter. So the weight of the account is actually going to be based on the date of the last activity.
Okay.
So this is with collections that we're talking about, because they're the ones that report as other.
Mm-hmm.
So the newer the date, the more it weighs, which is why paying off your collections will frequently lower your credit scores. Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, here's where you have to watch out. When I look at a credit report, if there's an open collection and it's reporting every single month all the way up to this month, then paying off that collection is not going to hurt your score. If it has not reported to the credit bureau for a couple years, so let's say it's been over 2 years for the date of last activity, and it still shows an open balance.
Okay.
If it's now paid off, the date of last activity is going to update to the current date, and the date of last activity is a huge factor in when they determine those scores.
Interesting. Because here you're thinking you're doing the right thing by paying those off, but it'll show as activity. What would your advice be on that then?
Well, it's going to depend on how recent it is. At some point, you have to take care of the collection.
Right.
So at some point, the sooner you pay off a collection, then the sooner that date of last activity will start to age.
Okay.
So next, when we look at, because that's the collections, reports as other, charge-offs and profit and losses, on the other hand, are more likely, they have an 80% chance to report as a revolving account.
Okay.
So this changes the game, because not only do the same rules apply on the date of last activity, but now the balance does have an impact. Okay, so let's say if it reports as a revolving account, well, now that's going to be calculated into the factors in your credit report on where they would look at your credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so credit cards are all revolving, and they divide your balance by the credit limit, and you want a really low ratio. Well, now, if you have a charge-off that's going to report as revolving, okay, now that's going to go into effect another area of your credit report.
Gosh, now we are in a dilemma.
Right, because whenever you're maxed out on any revolving account, good or bad account, it causes a tremendous reduction in your score.
Wow.
Okay, so the mathematical dilemma then becomes, which is worse, is having a maxed out charge-off or profit and loss, or settling on it and renewing your date of last activity.
Wow. Okay,
that's where people really need advice in this area. They really need a professional working on their behalf to help them clean this stuff up.
Now, you do this on a regular basis at Cornerstone Mortgage with clients that come in. So how often do these principles apply to your clients?
Yeah, this stuff applies on a daily basis. And there are lots of credit repair companies out there that can help somebody be able to repair things on their credit and know what the challenge. And we do refer to some credit repair companies, but frequently when we're helping people, there are some immediate changes we can make that are going to help their score. So let me, first example I can give, I have two that come to mind from this week. First one, we had a foreign national from Brazil that we were doing a loan for, and he just moved into the country in January. So opened up an account in January and opened up an account in March. So he only had a handful of months on his credit report. So he had a 666 credit score, which is okay, but it's not great. It's actually a guy that had a lot of money, wanted to buy a jumbo house, he's building a house, $630,000 house. So we were able to look at his credit report and see one little change he could do, which was not a big deal, this change, that would take him from a 666 credit score to a 714 within less than 30 days.
Okay, so now I want to know.
Okay, so for him, the change was actually just paying down a credit card.
Okay.
And there was a specific amount he paid it down, because if he paid it off, he had a $6,600 balance on a credit card. If he paid it off, his score only went to 700. If he had between $1 and $900 on it, his score would go to 714.
Wow.
So it made it even
better. That's a numbers game, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely a numbers game. Here's another example. I had a first-time home buyer in our office this week, and the guy had a 601 credit score. And when I looked in 601, we could possibly get him qualified. Not that easily, though. We're going to have to jump through a few hoops to get him qualified. But when I look at the credit report, I realize he doesn't have any revolving accounts. He doesn't have a single credit
I've
card
heard
open.
You say this before, and right, it seems counterproductive. But
30% of your credit score, which is the second largest category, comes from revolving accounts or credit card accounts. So right while he was sitting there, because I ran the model, and I saw that he would go from a 601 to a 640 credit score just by opening up one account with a $300 limit. Okay, and I could give him, I frequently refer people to creditcards.com, because he said he'd already been denied for some credit cards and thought he couldn't open one. So rather than referring him out and having him do this guy didn't even have a computer at home. So we just took control of it, and right while he was sitting there, we went to creditcards.com, applied for a credit card. He got approved for it instantly right while we were sitting there. So within about probably 10 to 15 days, that's going to report to the credit bureau, and his scores will go from a 601 to a 640. That will change his interest rate that he's going to get on this loan by about 1%.
Well, that's worth it then, I guess.
Well, 1%, let's say this is about a $125,000 house. That's $1,250 a year. That's over $100 a month on his house payment just because of this one change.
Wow.
And that's where, I don't know many people in the mortgage business that will do things like that. And to me, I find it to be a responsibility, because if I'm going to help somebody create the largest debt of their life, then I need to be there to help them professionally manage that debt, okay, which is what we do.
So how can someone get in contact with you?
All right, so if you're looking to get a mortgage and you might need help in this area, definitely reach out to me. Or if you just need a mortgage, period, reach out to me. You can text or call me anytime at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's definitely the best way to reach me. You can call anytime, leave a voicemail, and we'll set up an appointment to get together and talk about your mortgage. So coming up, caught in the act, are you cheating financially on your partner, or maybe is your partner cheating financially on you? Well, we're going to be exploring this topic when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.